talking about deep dish pizza, some hot Italian beef, and a Chicago dog. That can only mean one thing. That means that the Broncos are playing the Bears this week. And, of course, we're joined by Michael Schofield, who just grew up right outside of Chicago, right?
Yes, in the southwest suburbs, it's Orland Park.
So you are very familiar with this?
Very familiar with all of it. Love it all.
What's the most Chicago thing that's in front of us here?
I would say the deep dish pizza. You know, it's definitely a Chicago thing with the sauce on top.
What makes it Chicago pizza Chicago pizza?
I think how you see it, you know, a little thicker sauce on top and you got the cheese in the bottom. You know, I think that's what definitely does it.
Does that mean that it's better than New York style?
Or? It's definitely better than New York style. Definitely.
Okay. And then we got the hot beef here. What's involved in this?
You know, you just got the beef, you got the peppers, you got the sauce. A lot of people, what we do is we dip the whole sandwich in the sauce so it's all nice and juicy.
Got it.
That's a good way to do it.
Okay. And then now we were talking earlier. You're not a huge fan of the Chicago dog.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Chicago dog. It's the pickles, you know, I'm not a big fan of pickles. So,
okay. Yeah. That throws a whole
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's totally ruined it for me.
Well, let's dish out some of the pizza here,
cool.
Then, man.
Let's do it.
Let's see if we can. Yeah. Okay, not easy to find Chicago-style pizza in Denver.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to find anywhere you go, you know. Whenever I go somewhere, that's one of the first things I do is try to find the best pizza place, which is hard, I mean, you know, especially nothing really compares to Chicago.
Exactly. You want to give it a try?
Let's give it a try. Let's see. It's pretty good.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, pretty good.
So growing up in Chicago, like, was everything all Michael Jordan all the time?
Oh, my God, yeah. All the time, you know. Especially, cause, I mean, especially in the 90s when all that was going on. I remembered a little bit because I was, like, only 8 when he retired from the Bulls. But my sisters talk about it all the time. They're huge Bulls fans, and it was an awesome time.
Like the room inside your house, all Jordan posters everywhere?
Oh, yeah, that's how it was, definitely.
And I know you're into hockey, too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So you've been pretty spoiled recently.
Yeah, with the Blackhawks, you know, they've been playing pretty well lately. Hopefully they can keep it going.
Pretty well. What is it, 3 cups?
Three and 6.
2 years? Oh, gosh. And your girlfriend plays for USA Hockey.
Yeah, she does. So she definitely, I was a hockey fan, but then she helped me take it to the next level.
We're going to Chicago this week. What's something you have to do when you're in Chicago?
I'd say get a deep dish pizza. I think that's one of the main things you have to do, experience the pizza.
Okay. And then places to see, like the Sears Tower.
It's actually the Willis Tower.
Sorry, yeah, okay.
Everyone calls it the Sears Tower, though, you know. I mean, if we're on the Michigan Ave, the Mag Mile, Magnificent Mile, so I mean, there's a bunch of stores there.
Navy Pier, right?
Navy Pier would be cool,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Giant Ferris wheel, that's always fun.
The Bean?
That's pretty cool. Millennium Park, that's a little newer.
That's the thing.
They have, I don't remember, the park just opened. They have like this little nice ice rink and everything. So it's all right around there, though. So.
All right.
Yeah, if you have free time, check it out.
Check it out, okay. Yeah. That's been catching up with Michael Schofield, and we got a lot of eating to do, so we're going to get to it.